Cowboys.com.
Welcome to This Week in America. Tonight we kick things off with a re-rack of some of the things that happened over the weekend. We're going to let you hear some sounds from the latest Republican debate. Newt Gingrich, who in all the polls is leading without question, was targeted at this last debate. Mitt Romney, some people felt, was out of touch, which is unusual for him because pretty much throughout the debates he has led. Or he's at least been on equal footing with whoever else was on the platform with him. Also, we've been talking about the payroll tax deal ad nauseum here on ATN. And I apologize for that, other than the fact that we need to know where our money's going. So we got to keep you up to date. We got to get in there and try to get the true scoop on what's happening. But there is no true source on this. Because every time I talk to someone in Washington, something different happens. That's what's gone on with the payroll tax, whether or not it's going to be extended. I deep down believe it will, no matter what the cost is, because too many people in the middle class now think of this as, whoa, let go my ego. Now you're taking money back that I'm used to. So I don't think that it's going to be scrapped. I think, in fact, it'll go through. But I've said this before. Last-minute deal, last-second deal before everyone skedaddles for the holidays, and that is the 16th. So as I said, Newt Gingrich was truly the target in the latest Republican debate, right? And he's decided to take that moment to kind of come clean on his personal life. It's a layup because he knows that people can attack him about the divorces and when he took off from the first wife and the thing with Tiffany's and having an account and all that sort of stuff. So here's his mea culpa.
In my case, I've said up front openly, I've made mistakes at times. I've had to go to God for forgiveness. I've had to seek reconciliation. But I'm also a 68-year-old grandfather, and I think people have to measure who I am now and whether I'm a person they can trust.
When your office is on the Rodeo Drive of Washington, D.C., which is K Street, and you're taking money to influence the outcome of legislation in Washington, that's the epitome of the establishment. That's the epitome of a consummate insider.
All right, so Michelle Bachmann, easy layup for her to go after Gingrich, too, talking about the fact that he was a lobbyist. That's the other downside or dark side on Gingrich that's easy to nip at him about. All right, coming up on this show, Buddy Romer will join us. That's coming up in our second hour. Do you remember the name Buddy Romer? He was a governor of Louisiana, also a four-term congressman. Buddy wanted to run on the Republican side, but he didn't want to take big dollars, didn't want to take PAC money. As he tells us when we speak with him, he talks about the fact that Mitt Romney took four checks for $1 million. And, of course, we know Barack Obama is trying to amass a billion-dollar war chest to run. And he's the incumbent guy. And last week we talked about this. Obama had 20 people, a 20-person dinner for over $35,000. They paid a plate. And, of course, it was organized by Goldman Sachs. And Buddy points that out. So he talks about the fact that there's too much special interest. And that's really what it is when you're taking so much of that money. And then he explains what's gone on with the Republicans and the fact that they won't let him in. And the chance that he could run a different way. But interesting stuff. And that, again, is coming up a little bit later on the show. Congressman Ron Paul, very popular with the America Tonight audience, who's really been tough on Gingrich, criticized him a lot over the past couple of weeks, did say at the latest debate that the former House Speaker has taken some positions that aren't conservative. Of course, Ron Paul is making his third try for the White House, and Gingrich, you know, they were sparring over some of the advice that he gave to Freddie Mac, because that's probably the third black eye for Newt that he constantly has to explain. So that came up a lot during this time around on the stage. The debate, though, did give Gingrich a chance to defend some of his other statements, like the controversial statement he made about the Palestinians. He said, remember, that they're an invented people, and he turned that around. He said the fact is the Palestinian claim to a right of return is based on a historically false story, saying this is a propaganda war where our side refuses to engage and refuse to tell the truth. The other side lies. You're not going to win in the long run if you're afraid to stand for the truth. So there's some interesting moments. And Gingrich has been a part of all 11 Republican presidential debates this year. Often he's kind of the guy that's the elder statesman, if you will. And of course, this time around, no Herman Cain, because he dumped his campaign last week. So Newt Gingrich has been the recipient of that. His numbers have soared in all of the polls. Interesting, but we're not done yet with the debates. The only debate that won't be crowded is the one in the end of December that Donald Trump is throwing. He's fired. If he were putting together a debate, he'd be fired because he can't get anyone to commit to it other than Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum. Everybody else has turned him down. Now, the interesting thing is this latest one was in Iowa. It was on the campus of Drake University. And, of course, the Iowa caucuses are coming up. And Iowa's important in running for the office of president, just like New Hampshire is. And this is why everybody's been trying to seduce, if you will, the Iowans. So who did the best? At the end of this hour, we're going to let you hear what some of the people in Iowa had to say. But coming up on America Tonight, an interesting debate, a couple of things, an interesting debate about men and where men stand now, with so many of them staying at home, or the woman sometimes earning more than the spouse, how things have flipped around and how men see it. We're going to talk to the editor of Men's Health magazine, Greg Stebbin. And then our weekly re-rack. An important thing happened last week in New York. Liz Claiborne does a neat thing every year called Time to Talk. And the Time to Talk idea of the whole event is to get people to talk about what's happening with domestic violence. And, you know, I've talked about this before in the show, that I have an uncle who's a cop who was stabbed 13 times in a domestic violence dispute, almost died, survived it. And other police officers, certainly, that we've had on this show have told us that the one call that's always so tough is when they go and answer a domestic violence call, because sometimes it ends tragically, not just for the people, a lot of times for the responding officers, too. So our weekly re-rack is about a new dating law that went into effect in New Jersey and the push to try to stop all of this in the younger years before it's too late. We're going to introduce you to a woman who's phenomenal, who's had a great, great, great run of success in changing a law or making a law in New Jersey and hopefully changing some minds across the country. And then, of course, at the end of the hour, we're back to Iowa and the people react. Stay with us.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
You guys are going to really like what we're talking about next here on America Tonight. Check this out. My buddy Greg Stevin, one of the editors of Men's Health magazine, he's right now in our virtual green room drinking a latte, I think, and he's in a green room in Boise, Idaho, of all places. Normally we talk to him. I mean, he's a globetrotter. Sometimes he's in San Francisco. Sometimes he's at home in New York. He's all over the place. But check this out. He turned me on to something Men's Health magazine did. They did a survey of over 1,500 guys with Spike TV called the Men's Health Spike TV State of Man Survey. Why do they survey men about anything? Besides politics, of course. Anyway, or sports. Or, you know, business, come to think of it. Anyway, we're going to bring him in. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm great. And Kate, I just want to go on record here. Of these 1,500 guys, 72% said they believe the role of a man has changed from a generation ago. So whereas you just said I'm sitting here in the virtual green room sipping a latte, you were half right. I'm actually at the nail parlor getting a mani and a pedi and sipping a latte.
Yeah, my grandfather never in a million years would have done that.
Well, you know I'm not really doing that, too, right?
Right. Yo, let's just clarify that. He's all man. He's all man. No worries there.
Yeah, I was not going to let that untruth hang out there because I wouldn't want anybody to think that that was part of Greg Stevin's personality. But I think, you know what, guys? I'll tell you, as an editor at Men's Health for many, many years, we have seen a huge change in how men think about a lot of things. Fashion, relationship. You know, money and being the wage earner, raising kids. And, you know, I think for the most part, a lot of these changes are very good. And I also know that sometimes they upset people because some people still think a man should be like Curly and City Slickers and anything less is kind of a sissy man.
There you go. And there are still a lot of people that feel that way. Okay, when you say that you've found that attitudes have changed toward money, what do you mean by that?
Well, for instance, 73% of the single guys we talked to, 73% of the single guys we talked to said they're fine with dating a woman who earns significantly more money than they do. And I think I think there's one of two interesting interpretations to that. Either the guys really are fine with dating a woman who earns significantly more money than they do, or I think in the past men might have been fine with it too, but they would have lied about how much they made and said they made more. You know, I think
right.
For men, earning money has always been a contributor to one's sense of self-worth, power,
mm-hmm.
and all of those things.
Sure.
And I think a lot of times guys would lie to make themselves feel better and look better in a crowd or to a woman. And this statistic tells me that maybe we're not lying about how much we make as much about how much we're making. But also, I think if we are more comfortable with letting a woman make more than us, I think that's probably a good thing, because if you just look statistically, I think you'll find in the last couple of years in particular, the difference in salaries between men and women has really evened. And I think there are an awful lot of households today where the woman does make more. So if that's an economic reality and you're having fights at home about it because your wife or your girlfriend's making more than you, then you're kind of fighting over something you can't really do anything about. It's just a fact of life today.
Yeah, I agree with you. What's interesting is one of the statistics was 45% say if their wives made more money, it's the same thing, than they did, they would be happy to stay at home with the kids. Does that really work out, though?
That's pretty dramatic, isn't it? So
45%
said that's right. If she makes more money than I do, I'll stay home with the kids. But here's where the rubber meets the road. 19% of the guys we talked to are already stay-at-home dads. That's a huge number compared to, I think, 5 or 10 years ago.
I think that's a huge number. What I'd like to see is the divorce figures on that. I mean, hopefully, because I'm good with all of it. I mean, hey, like you said, who cares? Really, all things being equal, aren't we playing? You and I have talked about this off the air. When you're married, aren't you supposed to play on the same team, for goodness sake?
That's right. Now, I mean, you know, I don't think everybody holds their marriage that way, but I actually think that, you know, these last couple of years of economic downtime, I think have a lot to do with how couples are dealing with money in a different way. You know, if you're the guy and you got laid off and you can't find another job or another good paying job and your wife is still bringing in the money, you might have in the past been upset about that, but in the absence of another good job, you might be mighty grateful about that money coming in, and you might be learning more skills around the house because you're around the house. Now, are those more skills, you're fixing the roof to save money because there's a leak, in addition to more skills around the kids? My guess is if there's a set of free hands at the house, they better be busy while the other set of hands are working. And I know there's a lot more men at home than there used to be, even if it's not their choice. But whether it's your choice or not, look, we're guys. We're smart. We're adaptable. We make do with what we've got. And part of the way I think we're making do with the way we got today is we're doing things like staying home and taking care of the kids, because the better source of money right now is from our spouse or significant other.
Yeah. And speaking of that, as you say, if somebody's hands better be working if somebody's out there bringing home the bacon and somebody else is in the house. So what was that number that you found? How many men are saying they do what we call housework more than their fathers did?
So, you know, this has been an interesting trend over the last 10 or 15 years that I've been following. What we heard in this survey was 42% of the guys we surveyed said they do more housework than their fathers did. We've been seeing that creep up every year. It's been kind of an interesting statistic. Now, you might also say, what's going on with the other 58% that aren't doing more housework than their fathers did? And you, Kate, might say, and what's up with their wives who are letting them get away with it? Those are the guys I'm most interested in. How have they managed to pull that off at home?
Oh, I agree. I mean, how do you do that? Because, you know, here's the thing. We all have a common enemy. And you know what the enemy is, Greg? It's time. I know you can relate to that. I don't care who the couple is. Time, it's just, what is it? How did our families do it? That's what I say to myself. How did they do it? Did they manage to have time to have conversations? Is it because of technology? Because I embrace technology, and I think technology has also helped us. But what is it that we don't have time anymore?
Well, I think technology has a big role in it. I think if you look at a lot of these things, they revolve around technology. You know, I think smart families do things like, particularly when there's kids involved, you know, you must be at dinner. At the family dinner X night per week, and all forms of technology get left outside of the dinner area. The TV is off. The music is off. The cell phones are gone. The iPods are not present. You know, I think smart families take into account the impact of technology and say, for us really to continue to be a strong family that spends time together and communicates and enjoys each other's company, you know, maybe we need to do something like create a technology-free zone, at least for an hour a day, around the dinner table.
Oh, I agree with that. As so many people work from home, too, do you find, and you can relate to this, you know, with writing, editing, all the things that you have your hands involved in, do you sometimes just have to take a break and get away from your desk, walk around the park, whatever?
Absolutely. And as an editor for myself, I'll just say that that shouldn't even be considered something that's optional. You know, man or woman, even if you see your kids spending hours and hours in front of the computer playing games or doing homework or what have you, you know, nothing replaces fresh air. Nothing replaces exercise. And, you know, doing those things will actually make you better at whatever it was you were doing in front of the computer, whether it's working, doing homework, or gaming. You know, getting up, moving your body, and getting some fresh air, it just contributes to a more balanced body. And that's what you want.
Yeah, I agree. And the survey is so interesting. We're going to send people to go check it out. But one of the other things that I thought was interesting is 46% of the men that were surveyed are okay with dating somebody older.
Now,
what's up?
You're talking to someone who married someone who's a bit older, so that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
But again, I think that, you know, we hear a lot about trophy wives. You know, that's pretty exclusively, or at least in the way we talk about it, a man marrying a much younger woman. But I think you'll find a lot more guys are attracted to women that are older, too. I think some of that's maturation. I think as us guys mature, maybe the younger woman thing, they're younger, you know? We're older, we're mature, and we want to spend time and hang out with a woman that's mature. And, you know, sometimes an older woman is the right way to go, and I think that kind of statistic really shows it.
All right, I like that answer. One last one. Your wife will like that answer, too. I'm going to send her a copy of this interview. How about
sitting right
this?
Here.
Perfect. That's why you said that. I love this. This one is great. We have to end on this one. 57% of men in a relationship enjoy grocery shopping. Grocery shopping for what? Firewood?
Beer.
And chips.
And chips. And guac.
Yeah. Yeah, not all the other stuff. Go, honey, go get the diapers.
With your game tonight, I got to go get some beer, some chips, and some guac.
I love that. Greg, it's always fun to have you on the show. Check out Men's Health Magazine. Greg Stebbins, he's one of the editors for that fine publication. You take care, my friend, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's great to be here, Kate. Thank you.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. $25, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Here we are again. Time to talk. We're talking about domestic violence, and it certainly comes in all shapes and sizes. Dairy Dearness Olson joins us now, and very excited to talk to her because she is the New Jersey State Action Leader for the Love Is Not Abuse Coalition. And what does all of that mean? The really, really cool thing is some of the things that have happened, like the New Jersey Safe Dating Law that was passed this past May. Dairy, thanks for coming on America Tonight and for what you're doing there in New York at Liz Claiborne headquarters with Time to Talk.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right, let's talk about the, first of all, I want to talk about the New Jersey Safe Dating Law. For people who aren't aware of that listening across the country, and we have people listening in New Jersey and in the Northeast, but in the Midwest and out West and whatnot, what is the Safe Dating Law? What does that mean?
Well, the New Jersey Safe Dating Law, A2920, requires all public middle schools and high schools, grades 7 through 12, to add safe dating to their annual health curriculum. Love Is Not Abuse provides a wonderful free curriculum for the schools to adopt. And Love Is Not Abuse also, along with the CDC, provides an online staff training that is also free. So it's such a win-win.
Yeah, and this is something, I mean, you understand domestic violence issues with your involvement, and you've spent a decade in counseling and specializing in treating and the abuse and sadly, the date rape victims. You've dealt with them, not sadly because you've helped them, but sadly that we have to deal with that. So this had to be your baby. How excited were you when you proposed it and it passed?
Well, I was extremely excited. You know, I was on the floor of the Senate when it passed unanimously, and then a few weeks later, the governor signed it into law. And like you said, it was my baby for sure, because for the last, now it's been 12 years, I own a counseling center in New Jersey, and we specialize in date rape and dating abuse. So education is the key to prevention, and this law is literally going to save lives.
Yeah. So let's talk about some things that parents listening can look for. What are the signs of dating abuse that they might see or notice in their daughter?
Okay, well, the first thing I recommend to parents is that they need to snoop. I'm a firm believer in snooping. As a parent, it's okay. Forget about all the privacy issues. If they're dating, you need to, every once in a while, check their text messages, read their emails, be a friend with them on Facebook, and make sure that they're having a healthy relationship. Some of the red flags would be, are they fighting all the time with their girlfriend or boyfriend? Because there are boys who are being abused by girls, for sure. Are they fighting all the time, crying all the time, upset, change almost to their cell phones. They need to respond right away to a text. If you try to take their cell phone away, they get upset. They start isolating themselves. They don't want to spend time with their family or their friends, and they want to spend all their time with the girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yeah. What if somebody snoops, as you say, and they find these things out and they're starting to recognize these signs, what should they do? It seems like simple that they could sit them down and talk to their child, but as a parent, you know that that's easier said than done, and often it might not have the desired, results that you want. What should they do?
Well, a lot of times, I'm a parent too. Your kids don't necessarily want to hear it from you.
Uh-huh.
But the first step would be confronting them and saying, I read this text or I read this email or I overheard your conversation. And, you're not in a healthy relationship. In a healthy relationship, someone is nice to you all the time, not just some of the time. Every case is different, obviously, but if it's a pretty severe, dangerous situation, you would want to get them into counseling immediately. But the most important thing is to educate them. Here, loveisnotabuse.com is a great free resource, to have them log on and just learn it themselves. It's not the parent telling them, this is the information and it's fact.
Yeah, and seeing what you've seen, like with date rape, what often is the common thread with the victims? Is it that they had no idea, they were blindsided, or what did you find with date rape?
Well, I've written 3 books on safe dating. My most recent book is Safe Dating for College Women, and that's it. And the reason I wrote it is because 25% of college women are date raped throughout their college experience, which is unfortunately a sad but true statistic. In that case, and even in high school it happens, we get them in the counseling center, they're drugged and raped. And once you're drugged, with roofied or whatever drug, there's many different kinds of drugs, you're really helpless. So in all 3 of my books, I really urge girls to go out with at least one other girl, go together, stay together, leave together, don't go in an isolated place in a bedroom or off in someone's car alone with a boy, because it's dangerous. The risks are out there.
Yeah, no kidding. And as you said, you're an author and you're nationally known, too, as America's Safe Dating Coach. And you're the founder of what you just told us, safedatingcoach.com. That's a place certainly where people listening can go and get some of those tips you're talking about. That's staggering. You said 25% of college women?
25%.
Wow.
And that's a CDC statistic. And I travel across the country speaking at colleges and high schools and parent groups because really, when they know, kids just, especially girls, they just have no idea. And once they know better, they can protect themselves.
Yeah. And the key thing is, do you tell them and obviously I'm sure you do, as you just mentioned there, to have somebody with you. Is there a trust factor somehow? Some of these young girls trust immediately the guy looks good, he sounds good, and so certainly that's not going to happen.
Right. And, you know, I'm famous for the saying, boys are horny. You know, horny boys turn into horny guys. And I think girls and women need to know, you know, that guys are typically out for one thing and one thing only. And, you know, sometimes girls have this big dreamy, you know, oh, he loves me and it's so romantic, when meanwhile, you know, what the boy is thinking is totally different.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously passing the legislation was huge for you. You've been fighting this war for a long time. Do you think that there's a difference being made, and it's all about the conversation? You obviously go out and speak, and you talk to all kinds of people, and you've done books. Do you feel like, I'll say, collectively we're getting through?
Absolutely. I do, for sure. I mean, the New Jersey Safe Dating Law is the first step. I plan on helping other states pass the same law. I know a lot of states are having trouble. And when, you know, I live and breathe safe dating, dating abuse, date rape treatment, you know, every day. I'm like a walking statistic, but I think it's the first step. And we are making a huge change, because when kids are educated, you know, kids come into the counseling center often and, you know, I'll give them a checklist if they think they're in an abusive dating situation, and it'll say, do you fight all the time? Do you, you know, the things that we've talked about, are they mean to you? And suddenly they're checking off all these things, and they hadn't even realized it before, that they were in an unhealthy relationship. So I think, you know, Love is Not Abuse Today, It's Time to Talk Day, is just creating awareness. Most parents have no idea. They just think, well, kids date, that's what they do.
Right. Because so the other thing would be that the parents have to get involved with what's happening to their with their children, who they're around, I guess, the groups and what they're doing. Right.
Right. I mean, parents have got to keep a pulse on what their kids are doing. And that's why I'm all for snooping. You know, parents will come in, oh, I feel so bad. You know, my daughter wants her privacy. Well, you know what? If they have nothing to hide, then they won't care. And really, as a parent, you have a very short window. You know, once they go off to college, it's out of your control. So when they're living in your house and you have access, you know, you should find out and know what they're doing and who they're doing it with, and make sure they're being treated. You know, I believe all girls and women should be treated like gold.
Yeah, there you go. I agree with that. And you talk about Love is Not Abuse, the Love is Not Abuse Coalition. And I mentioned this, Christy Paul and I had this conversation, that so many of us have this idea of physical violence for domestic abuse, but it's not just physical, and you're emphasizing that. A lot of it is how you're treated in the words, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, when kids, when I get up and do an assembly or speak at a college, I'll say, dating abuse is when someone is mean to you, you know, verbally, emotionally. It's not just physically. You know, I think physical abuse has such a stigma around it, and everybody is, you know, very willing to say, well, he's never hit me before. But that doesn't mean it's not abusive.
Yeah. One last thing. So there you are. You're in the mix with Time to Talk. It's a great thing that Liz Claiborne has done, and they continue to partner with other people, obviously, in talking about domestic violence. And you mentioned that with this New Jersey safe dating law, that you're trying to help other states. What's the goal, to get every state to pass a state law like this one?
Yes, you know, I'm an eternal optimist, and that is my goal. You know, I did it in New Jersey in less than a year, and I plan on helping everyone else pass it, because it really is a win-win. It's free. I mean, how often do governments pass laws that are free? And yeah, you know, sky's the limit, so I'm going to go for it.
Yeah. Have you been met with some resistance with that?
No, not at all.
Oh,
not
good.
At all. Because once you learn how to do it in one state, same procedures, and it doesn't matter what other state it is. So it's just a matter of getting to know what works. And I think in New Jersey, I was the thing that wouldn't go away. So they just wanted to pass it, you know, and move on.
I love that. All right, America's Safe Dating Coach. What a perfect way to end this. Terry Dearness Olson, you keep doing what you're doing. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family?
Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Was at Drake University in Iowa. Here we are at the tail end of the show, and as I promised, we'd let you hear how Iowans reacted this time around. There have been 11 debates and counting. By the time this is all said and done, there'll probably be 50 Republican debates. And then, oh yeah, 2 presidential showdowns, meaning, you know, Obama and the Republican candidate that happens in October. Compared to these 50 debates. Crazy, although it is must-see TV for many people, the ratings really prove it out. I think only the Trump debate will be probably the one that's not as highly rated, since there's not going to really be that many people debating, unless something changes. That's scheduled, by the way, for December 27th. So here's the deal. I happened to read this over the weekend. In some of the Republican rules last year, one of the things that came up is that almost all of the states holding caucuses and primaries before April 1st are allowed to allocate, you know, basically, their delegates proportionately. So what that means, according to what I was reading over the weekend, is that Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney are looking at a big, costly, down to the wire, perhaps, battle for the Republican nod, unless one of them dominates in the beginning caucuses in the primaries. And I've said this. I mean, this is not a shocker to me. That's why it comes down to probably April and beyond before someone is completely singled out, because you've got to have somebody who is just the dominator in, let's say, five contests going into this. Otherwise, you're just going to see the back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And you know what? It's probably going to be that way, similar to what you saw with Hillary Clinton and Obama, until Obama finally ended up with it. But remember, all throughout the beginning of that, it was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So you've got, you know, a couple of things like Florida. The winner of the Florida primary gets 50 delegates instead of 99 because of that penalty they slapped on the Sunshine State for moving the primary to January 31st. Arizona, for example, lost half of its 58 delegates by moving its primary to February 28th. So you get my drift. People moving up their primaries, all that kind of stuff, kind of played havoc with the amount of delegates. So this does come down to the wires, ultimately, is what I'm saying. And in this latest debate, there was a lot of attack Newt Gingrich. Not a surprise, he's leading in the polls. So we're going to take your calls on politics and things that happened over the weekend, advancing the ball forward and all that in just a second. I'm going to throw out the digits, 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here at the stretch drive, run for the finish line, part of this hour. But I promise I'd let you hear what the people had to say. Here's one back and forth, a pro-Gingrich and a really anti-Gingrich of the people that were out listening to the debate and listening to what the candidates had to say. Check it out.
He's got too much arrogance, and I just don't care for his personality.
He was very, very versed and eloquent on how he answered those hot questions.
I like that. He was versed and eloquent on how he answered those hot questions. And then here's some more thoughts from that debate as well.
I was impressed with Santorum last night, actually, and his focus on manufacturing.
Yeah, Santorum did score a few points, but the problem is he still is low in all the polls. He's in single digits, and that's not going to get you to the top of the pyramid where you need to be to grab the nomination. So really, it's a battle of rock'em sock'em robots right now between Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. Of course, that all can change. There's talk about a third party. There's talk about people bailing out and keeping their Republican status, but looking at a different way to maneuver in. In fact, in our next hour, we're going to talk to Buddy Romer, former governor of Louisiana and a four-time congressman who wants to run for president, but the Republicans are blocking him out. Part of the reason why is because he won't take big money. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Fabulous. Did you have a great weekend?
Fabulous.
That was a good answer. I like that.
Yes. What did Gingrich say about the Palestinians? This is, you know, I've been asking people and or whoever said it about the Palestinians. And
no, it was Newt Gingrich. Here's the thing, everybody, the Arab League's coming after him. Everybody is coming after him. I mean, he'd said a couple of things. He called the Palestinians terrorists, but really, at part of what he said is he suggested, really said, that they invented the Palestinian quest for independence, that it's really not legitimate. And then he was trying to kind of clarify that, you know, after he said it, and he's sticking by it. He's saying, because people are afraid to say it, so I'm not afraid to say it. So I'm gonna go ahead and do it. I mean, this is the reality. He said, this is the reality of what we live in the Middle East, and I'm not afraid to stand up and say what I think needs to be said.
I think he just lost the Arab vote.
I think he did, but I don't think he was counting on getting a huge portion of the Arab vote.
Yeah,
I'm being serious.
I can understand that, and maybe even with Jews who are left wing, he might lose their vote too. But obviously, most Jews in North America, are, you know, are sort of either right wing or right of center. But I don't know too many of them who are left wing. So You know, I guess you'll find out in states that have big Arab populations. And,
well, like Michigan. But here's the interesting thing. An Israeli cabinet minister said that Gingrich was right. He said that the Palestinians, it was Landau who said the Palestinians don't have their own culture or their language. Instead, they're part of a bigger Arab world. So he said, you know what? Actually, he's right. And that's kind of what Newt Gingrich was saying, that they're an invented people. But the Arab League is saying, by him saying that, it's a racist and cheap stunt to try to get some votes.
Right? Yeah, racist, like you said, racist, cheap, and it could, and like I said, could hurt them. But well, I haven't had a chance to speak to Steve recently, so I don't know how the Israeli press is reacting to it or what Minister Landau said. So who knows what will happen from there. And by the way, he owes me dinner because of tonight's football game, but that's another story. But you know, I guess, you know, a few months, someone else will say something that's really, you know, racist and whatever, and what he said will be put on the back burner. That's the way I'm looking at it. That's the way I look at political campaigns.
Well, yeah, because something comes out, it's poker hot, and then somebody else, like Bumbles, Rick Perry Bumbles, or some other scandal, something happens. I mean, this is a long road. I just explained why it's going to be a long road because of the delegates.
Right.
So it's going to go all the way through the spring, so the eeny, meeny, miny, mo is going to continue, and so are all these various debates. By the way, for everybody listening to America Tonight, Sam alluding to the ball game, I'm sure he's talking about the football game, the Giants and the Cowboys, nobody nailed the score, the final score. Shockingly, the G-men beat the Cowboys 37-34. I say shockingly because they were down 12 points in the fourth quarter late into the game. They came back and won, and now they're in the driver's seat in the NFC East.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I'm happy for the Houston Texans too. You know, all those years, you know, ups and downs. I'm glad they're in it.
Oh yeah, that's huge for Houston. It's 'cause the first time they've been in it, so there they are. They're in a perfect position to see what happens in the playoffs. But that's if things are starting to shake out. And Sam knows this. We do a thing called Nail the Score. It's a good time to promo that since he opened the door for it. Join
You're
us in
welcome.
Our third hour. Yeah, thank you. It's in our third hour on Friday, and it's really fun. What we do is pick the game of the week. The computer randomly picks it. Once the game is chosen, you call in. You don't have to know anything about football. Pick a side, any side, any flavor, and whatever you think the final score is going to be. By the way, I was on the winning side of that game. I picked the Giants 35-28, but I did not nail the score. Herschel in Missouri had the Giants 24-21. We had a couple of other people that were a little bit close. Mike Trom, Giants 28-24. Wayne in Kentucky had the Dallas Cowboys 33-27. But nobody nailed the score. That's the key thing. People are getting close. Ooh, all I want for Christmas is for somebody to nail the bloody score.